I would have, I think, continued to ignore my calling and stay tied to this very carefully crafted identity that I had built, had it not been for a life crisis that it shook the ground beneath my feet and forced me to come out of the shackles of my own making so that I could live a life of freedom and creativity.
Welcome to Partners in Sublime, where we explore the teachings of depth psychology and Vedic philosophy to achieve the highest levels of personal growth and self-actualization. Join me as we tap into the unconscious for intuitive guidance and creative direction. I'm your host, Shagun Chopra. Let's begin.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Partners in Sublime. And thanks for tuning into our very first podcast episode. This is beyond exciting for me. For so many years, I wanted to create a space where the mystical and the psychological can be examined together, and where the parallel tracks of my life can eventually meet. This is that space, but before I tell you everything about it, let me tell you a bit about these parallel tracks. So track one, I grew up in a lower middle class family in India. I was told that education and working was the way out of whatever misery we were experiencing because of not having enough money around, not having the kind of stability we liked. And that's exactly what I did. I followed that playbook, tried to study really hard, get into the best schools, including an Ivy League school here in the US. I worked hard, burning the midnight oil, as they say. And I have now had a 15-year corporate career, which includes working in some of the biggest tech companies in the U.S. Outside of work, my goal was to meet someone, start a family, all of the traditional things that I knew made for a successful life. And believe you me, I tried and did everything I could. And others would look at my life and be like, this is a great success. Track two now. On the other hand, while all these things were going on, I had this desire from a young age to take the teachings of the East to the West and immerse myself in the world of personal development. I said young age, right? So let me tell you what that looks like. It meant that when everyone went to the library at school and tried to get, adventure books or what people were reading in sixth and seventh grade, I would go to the personal development section and get every single book that was about how to make yourself better. I read a bunch of books. I would make summaries and then review them over and over to see, like, am I doing this right? Am I getting this right? As I grew older, my interest in personal development morphed to, being more spiritual. So when I was, I think, 21, 22, I was working at a law firm. And after work would get over, I would go and attend these seminars on Bhagavad Gita, which is a holy text from India, a kind of how to live book that is beyond any other. And I would be very drawn to these teachings. I would like wait for the whole day to get over, a whole day of writing legal opinions to go to this place where people were discussing the spiritual, the mystical, the why we are here, and what is there to life. And then later, when I was working in consulting, I was sent to a different part of India where I had never lived before. And I discovered a yoga training school there. It offered a diploma in yoga science. So what I did was I would wake up super early, go to this yoga training, attended practical class, theory class, and then show up to work at 10 and then work a full day. So and it still continued, with my tech career, I pursued training in clinical psychology. So, like I said, very much these were parallel tracks that were going in my life, to do the thing I was supposed to do and then the thing that I really wanted to do. And I'm really proud of the fact that I made time for both. But the second track was always secondary. It was like a faint hymn that was playing in the back of my mind, telling me that this is my true purpose, my dharma, as they call it in the Vedic language. But I kept telling it, wait, your time will come. It's not here yet. And so I would have, I think, continued to ignore my calling and stay tied to this very carefully crafted identity that I had built, had it not been for a life crisis that it shook the ground beneath my feet and forced me to come out of the shackles of my own making so that I could live a life of freedom and creativity. So if you found this podcast and you are in a crisis, this is your sign to turn that crisis into a rebirth, to build an unimaginably better life at the back of your biggest setback. And if you're not in crisis, this is your sign to not wait for one and to pay attention to your inner voice that is trying to navigate you toward the life you're meant to live. This podcast is really for you. Whether it's a crisis or just like a sense of meaninglessness, you can harness it to shed the false identity you've been living with and step into a place of power as a spiritual and creative being. Depth psychologist Carl Jung calls this process individuation. And the path of individuation, it's not easy, but it is 100% worth it. It requires an examination of all that is unconscious in you so that it can be harnessed for personal growth. Jung's ideas, in my opinion, offer the best way of navigating the trials of life and being the truest version of yourself. And I've spent years applying them with great success in my own life and in the lives of my clients, along with other psychological techniques. You know, what makes Jung's ideas even more special is their complete alignment with the teachings of ancient Indian spiritual texts. Integrating depth psychology with Vedic philosophy will give you everything you need to live a meaningful, joyous, and purpose-driven life. And you don't have to do it alone. I'm here with you every step of the way. This is what I like. This is what I believe I was born for. So allow me to live my purpose and do the work I'm meant to do. And allow yourself to receive this work with complete openness. It will change your life, I guarantee. So now let's talk a bit about this podcast. Each episode will focus on a life challenge or question and seek to provide practical answers from a psycho-spiritual perspective. Not just that, you'll get to hear snippets of real-life coaching sessions that I have with my clients and conversations with fellow practitioners to cement your understanding and give you the confidence you need to move forward and make changes in your life. If that sounds exciting, go ahead and subscribe to the show wherever you're listening so you can embark on this journey with me. I so look forward to seeing you, and I cannot wait to see all the good things that will happen in your life because you chose to pay attention to these teachings and make them your own. I am here for you. I am with you every step of the way. My goal is that by the time I'm done creating this body of work, anything that happens to you in life, you know how to process it. I am so excited for you and all the changes that are going to happen in your life from using this wisdom for your personal growth. Thank you and see you soon. Bye.
Thank you for being my partner in Sublime today. I hope you enjoyed diving into the unconscious with me. To ask a question or get coached on the show, visit shagunchopra.com/ask or click the link below. See you next time.